This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, June 9, the only miracle that counts. Dear friends, this week we're back in the bread and butter basics of the gospel. We've celebrated the resurrection and its aftermath. The Ascension, Pentecost, and Trinity Sunday are receding in our rearview mirror. With this week's gospel, we return to the familiar round of Christ's sermons, parables, and miracles. And therein lies both danger and opportunity. The opportunity is obvious. By annually cycling through different perspectives on Christ's ministry, we keep fresh the constant refrains of Christianity. God loves us. Christ's life, death, and resurrection are the ultimate expression of that love. In Christ we are saved. We're called to do God's work in the world. In pre-literate times, these concepts were illustrated in statuary and stained glass, manuscript illuminations, and feast day dramatics. Our own post-literate times pose a completely different set of dynamics. Even when delivered by a stem-winding preacher, the Sunday sermon from the pulpit is launched into a totally transformed world. The congregants are fewer. The competition for their attention is far greater, especially with the young. A verbal account of Christ's miracles must compete for top-of-the-mind attention with the seemingly miraculous computer-animated adventures of the Transformers, Iron Man, and the Power Rangers. And it's not just the whiz-bang graphics that preempt reality. It's the sex, violence, and trashy values that come along for the ride. Doubtless, with the pace of technology, we ain't seen nothing yet. But while some things change at a blinding pace, other things, they remain constant. The world, the flesh, and the devil are still our ravenous adversaries. Rebellious pride, packaged in trendy, politically correct form, is as corrosive as ever. But Christians have met all this before in century after century, in the blood of the martyrs, in the inspiration of evangelists, in the unsung service of countless parish families, and in the stolid resolve of individual Christians. The love of Christ has triumphed, and will triumph again, and that's a miracle. 2,000 years after Christ breathed life back into a corpse, the body of Christ, while constantly under siege, is alive and well, and flourishing in unexpected and exciting ways. Old media, old models, they fail us, but they do not define the Church of Christ. You see, the single most effective medium to spread the gospel is the individual Christian, living and witnessing the love of Christ. My friends, as long as we live in his love, Christ is here to breathe new life into you and me. Which brings us back to this week's reading. Look around you. The young man that Jesus raised from the dead, he's not here. He's been in the grave for almost 2,000 years. The same is true for the lame, the lepers, the blind, and the deaf, all those that Jesus healed. You see, restoring earthly life or improving physical health was never Christ's mission. You see, he's not the Mayo Clinic, a magician, or a Marvel comic hero. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we that believe in him, we will never know death. And that, my friends, is the only miracle that counts. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.